right now. This is Kieran Aru.
Where are you? You sound like you're in some kind of tunnel. Where are you?
I'm in a tunnel.
A
tunnel of love, my friend.
Ah. Hey, it's been so long, Jeff, since I've talked to you.
It is.
On the air.
Yes, or through the... Yeah, I got nothing. Hey, everybody, listen, this is Cheater on the Road. I'm Jeff Chrysler, the Cheater, and who are you?
I'm Lee Papa. I write the blog, The Rude Pundit, at rudepundit.blogspot.com.
How was your adventure to Thailand, your trip to the moon, your surgery, and whatever other things I said you were doing the last couple months?
Well, the moon was fun. Thailand, I think, gave me some kind of disease. And, yeah, otherwise, it's all good.
Good. I'm glad to hear it.
Welcome
back.
Well, thank you.
You know, I was going to talk about how people are terrible, how North Dakota has terrible laws that define conception as, like, your first date. And
yes.
There's Kansas did something today. Oh, yeah, Kansas wants to quarantine people with AIDS because...
Kansas wants to quarantine AIDS patients. That is so 1986. It's just remarkable.
It's not like the Japanese. I mean, like, why would you quarantine people?
I got nothing.
That's a World War II reference, not a modern day racism reference.
Oh, okay.
In case you're gonna run for office, and this is the clip they decide is when you should have spoken up against racism.
Well, first they came for the racists, and I said nothing. I don't know. That was a Holocaust reference. It probably didn't have any place there.
I thought that was a gun rights reference.
Well, it started with the Holocaust, you know.
But I feel like it's more... I got nothing. Hey, everybody, listen. This is why we haven't been together on a show for a while, because we're just so in awe of each other's presence that we... can't finish our brilliant thoughts. I have an excuse. I was finishing an email. I thought we had another minute before the show was going to start, so I was trying to multitask just now. So let's start over again. Hey, everybody, welcome to Cheater on the Root. I'm Jeff Chrysler.
And people in Kansas, the legislature is actually on the verge of passing this bill saying that people with HIV or AIDS, not just full-blown AIDS, but do we even say that anymore? Do we say full-blown AIDS?
By the way, quick question. Are you like me in that this is the first time after 15 years of hearing the expression full-blown AIDS that you're making some sort of sexual reference?
Yes, I know. I guess South Park was right. We have reached the point where we can make casual jokes about AIDS. But, yeah, it's a bill that would amend the state's health statute to allow for quarantine of people with infectious diseases.
Books are dead, right? Can we start with that as a basis? And there was a book called What's the Matter with Kansas? I think since books are dead, we shouldn't write a sequel. We should sort of, like, act out a reality show or a YouTube video, which is let's blow the fuck out of Kansas. Blow as in the full-blown A. I mean, let's blow up the fuck out of the up of Kansas.
Well, you know, here's the thing.
Tell me. Like, we need that. Tell me why we need Kansas, if that's not what you're
about
to say.
No, we don't need Kansas. We don't need Kansas. Fuck Kansas. Have you ever been to Kansas? Have you ever been to Kansas?
Yeah, I think so. I might have just had bad diarrhea. I can't remember. Tell the difference.
No, I've been to Kansas, man. Kansas blows. Kansas sucks so hard that it's actually like, the guy you go to in the glory hole at the gay nightclub. That's how hard Kansas sucks and how much. You want to know my Kansas story?
Do I? Oh, hopefully it's the state, not the band.
No. Carry on, my wayward son. No, I went to, I could have gone with Dust in the Wind, I guess, but anyway. And is that the only two Kansas songs anybody knows?
There's probably something in the new Oz movie, but let's not find out.
Yes, let's not. So, no, I actually went to one of the protests at the abortion clinic in Wichita back in, like, 1991 or 92, and was there when Operation Rescue was there, and, oh, yeah, Kansas is just terrible, just a terrible place.
Yeah, and
it's flat, it's ugly, it's just awful.
And Brownback is a what's the word for governor now?
Brownback.
He's got a full blown asshole with him.
Yes.
You'd think with all those assholes there they'd be into anyway,
So yeah, Kansas just is a terrible, terrible place. And, you know, this is nothing against, you know, the people of Kansas. I'm sure one or two of you are decent human beings, but you have a good many bestial assholes there.
You
and,
know, what I wondered when I first saw this is this like a reaction to the move, which I'm sure we'll get into, that is sort of the evolution of gay and lesbian and TGBTQ rights, that it's the people that are against the rights, gay marriage, for instance, I believe, tend to be driven by fear. So is this the next evolution of the fear-mongering that, okay, we can't stop them from getting married and having rights, but we need to stop something, and so they're still afraid of AIDS and HIV, much like, you know, the abortion movement became, okay, we can't make abortion completely illegal, so let's keep on... Let's define abortion as, like I said, almost when you first start dating. I think the most recent one was South Dakota. Was it 6 weeks you can't have an abortion after? Or?
North Dakota, which, by the way, I was going to actually follow up and say, the only state that I think is possibly worse than Kansas, I'm either Indiana or North Dakota.
Remember when people thought Evan Baia was like the great white hope from Indiana?
Yeah, well, there's always some great white hope from Indiana, North Dakota is banning abortions after 6 weeks. Yes, 6 weeks, and which essentially the bill closes the one abortion clinic that's in North Dakota.
Right,
the one abortion clinic in North Dakota.
Well, it's a small state. I think North Dakota is also the one that even when it was open, they had made the rules basically such that, like, you have to visit your doctor three separate times within 24 hours, which is, you know, impossible for anybody that's got to travel.
A job.
It's like, you know, not putting public transportation in low-income areas. Like,
yeah.
You're
well, this is not
cutting
to mention,
people off.
Yeah, North Dakota is just the bill also bans abortions if the baby has a genetic defect. So you can't get an abortion if your baby is going to be born with a genetic defect. And it requires any doctor that provides abortions to have hospital admitting procedure permission, privileges, whatever the fuck they call it.
Do you think we need the terrible people? Do you think we need them as foils, or do you think we'd actually would move forward? Like, if there weren't the terrible people that spur us into action to try to move away from them, would we just be complacent and sit in general muck and mire, or do the terrible people just prevent us from moving forward?
I think the terrible people prevent us from moving forward.
I guess so. I'm going to get Ted Cruz elected.
Ted Cruz, I mean, you know, what happens is that, you know, people just... I don't know. You know, I first of all, I fucking hate that. You know, where's Ted Cruz? Ted Cruz is from Texas, right?
Yep. I can't remember if you've been on the show, but the Ted Cruz camping story. Does that ring a bell?
You have told me the Ted Cruz camping story.
Mm. Oh, maybe I thought I wasn't going to talk about it. But you finish your thought, and I'll circle back to Ted Cruz. You were saying Ted Cruz is from where, Texas, and then you were
Ted Cruz. Yeah, no, Ted. Never mind. You go with your story. You go with yours. Mine was getting us off point.
Well, my story. You can't. You know, I have trouble deciding who are bigots, who are ignorant, who are just opportunists that play to the bigoted and the ignorant. And the Ted Cruz story makes me sort of on the fence, because he seems like a classic opportunist who sees that the likes of Sarah Palin and Michelle Bachmann have come into the limelight by playing to these extremists. You know, Rand Paul also is doing it now, and sort of just being the loudest, most painful hemorrhoid in the world.
The most throbbing hemorrhoid. Let's go with that.
Yeah. But I want, like, there's got to be like a radiation effect, like throbbing. I guess throbbing can also imply pain radiates.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
An impacted anal wart. Let's go with that.
Yeah, that's hot.
The kind of anal wart that you got to get surgery to actually dig down into your anus in order to remove.
Right, that surgery is covered. It comes with free Viagra, that surgery, actually. So Ted Cruz, the reason why I'm conflicted about him is because I have a story that provides evidence that he's actually always been an asshole. And did I just say an asshole? I meant to say asshole.
I don't know. I thought it went along with the whole anal wart hemorrhoid thing.
Yeah, so. No, it does. Ted Cruz went to Princeton, which I also did. And Lee, I haven't mentioned that in years, months.
Maybe not on the air.
No. I wake up every morning, I look at my life, and I say, I went to Princeton! and then I do the same thing about everything else. But,
you know, spending days with Jeff looking in the mirror must just be festive.
Yeah. Are you talking to me or the man in my mirror that has to look at me looking in the mirror?
Oh, God, that's got to be horrible. You know what's good, though? It's good that your son is getting used to all the weeping.
Well, yeah. I mean, I figure you wake him up with weeping and the day can only get better. Somebody write that down and tweet that. God, I'm going to snort myself to death. And that just means what I just did. It's not a drug reference. I don't do drugs like that. Anyway, so Ted Cruz went to the same college as me. I was not there at school with him, but I know people who were. And more specifically, I know people that went on this thing called Outdoor Action with him. And what Outdoor Action is all entering freshmen have the opportunity to go basically on a camping trip. I forget if it's 1 week or 2 weeks or 10 days, whatever. Let's say it's a week. The week before orientation starts. I did it myself. It's like, you know, you get thrown in and you're in the wilderness with people, and it's, you know, it's kind of cool. It's a neat way to
meet. Do you know that there's an Outdoor Action, I just found the Princeton Outdoor Action webpage.
Yeah, I didn't know. I mean, I haven't looked at the webpage because when I went to college, I don't think there was
one. Frost trip, here it is. So he is not making this up.
No, I'm not making this up at all. Admittedly, because it is hearsay, this will not hold up in a court of law. And these are not like super duper close friends, but they're friends of they're 2 degrees from super duper. Somebody tweet a Kevin Bacon reference. And he did the Outdoor Action, which again is like a week camping. You basically, I think, it's very vague, but I think you drive a couple of hours out into like the middle of Pennsylvania, maybe. You hike, you camp, it's glorious. You learn about iodine and digging holes to poop. He apparently was such an asshole that everybody else in the group essentially voted to leave him behind. Now, again, I don't remember the details. I don't know if he was complaining and wanted to do something else, and or if there was an option where it was like, you know, it was a hurricane and they were deciding if they should take shelter or use his skin as a tent. But clearly, he, at that age, what are you, 18 when you're going to college? Maybe 17, maybe 19 if you're slow. Was such an asshole that people who were thrown together in the most positive, like, we're camping, we're about to go to Princeton, we're young, like, the world is our oyster. Like, you are, there is such a potential and positivity and, like, wow, this is amazing. Like, we are fortunate. Maybe some people don't realize they're fortunate, but whatever. Like, we are on the cusp of something, which later you wake up weeping about, because anyway, he was such an asshole in that environment that people voted to abandon him in the woods. And now we see him replicating that personality in the Senate. And so it makes me wonder if it's opportunism or just a personality defect. And I think in his case, it's a personality defect that has nicely matched up with an opportunity.
Okay. He's a cocksucker. Let's just put this right out there. Like today, the president is, made...
Oh, yeah,
it was
the gun thing. Yeah,
about
yeah.
gun control. And Ted Cruz comes along and said, it is saddening to see the president today once again try to take advantage of this tragic murder to promote an agenda that will do nothing to stop violent crime, but will undermine the constitutional rights of all law-abiding Americans. And essentially, he said he pledged to block to use any procedural means necessary, channeling Malcolm X, to protect those fundamental rights. So he will block it. Anything that Obama wants to do, that anything, background checks, anything.
Yeah,
he will block it because he is a cocksucker.
Right. Well, you know, why should the death of children motivate action? It's just the people are so terrible. And then that's the left hand, and I don't mean that political left, but that's one hand of the Republican Party. And then also today, Eric Cantor just talking about immigration reform, and which is a purely opportunistic move by the Republican Party. And he said the reason why they wanted to pursue it was for the children. So you can't stop children from getting killed, but you can exploit them to try to get votes of a demographic.
See, here's the thing: is we want to make sure that when the immigrants get here,
they can get killed.
They can buy guns.
Right.
Yes. We need to make sure immigrants can buy guns.
Have you ever
and
shot
gay
a gun?
People, I think what needs to happen. Here's a little change gun rights.
Mm-hmm.
I think that if tons of liberals and flaming, cross dressing
guns for
homosexuals.
Gays?
Yes, guns for gays. There we go. This is our movement. Guns
gentrify.
For gays.
We got to gentrify gun ownership.
We've got to get it so that a bunch of liberals are buying guns. And just fucking, say, all right, we're arming ourselves in case they come to take away our rights. That's what gays should say. And if they try to take away our rights to things like getting married, well, by God, we have a Second Amendment solution.
I dig it.
Yeah.
Although I also think that's one element of it, but I also think if you make... owning a gun super gay, that might help too. In other words, a lot of dudes that own guns, I bet, don't drive Kias, right? You know what I'm saying? So
right.
If you Lady Gaga, we got to get her on the case.
No. It's got to be that way. It's got to be, all kinds of people who frighten the fuck out of right wingers getting out there and buying guns. And you know what? I want them to walk down the streets with their guns, wearing feather boas, dressing totally fabulous. And I want them to just show off and make the gun a part of the outfit. Oh, it's an accessory. That's what I want. And I want them to have to walk around and say, I'm just doing my constitutional duty here to the Second Amendment.
I think if guns were as much a part of gay pride as chaps were, that
yeah.
would be, because look, I mean, there's, people fetishize over, women in bikinis shooting guns, which, as a man that likes women in bikinis, there's nothing there for me. So instead you inject that, you almost like you Rickroll people's, perverse little penis obsession with guns by, they get excited for, I'm going to gun fetishize, and then there's a dude. It's like you're going for porn. And you come across the gay porn image, and suddenly you lose your boner. We do that with guns for.
Oh, that's also what I want. I want them to start using guns in gay porn. I want people to be fucked with gun dildos in the ass. I want to see people filleting guns. I want make it so that gun ownership is just owned by the concept of gun ownership becomes part of gay culture. Go Black Panther on there. Don't fucking say Pink Panther. Do not say Pink Panther.
I won't. I'm taking this far too seriously because, you know, allegedly the left owns the media and probably more close to accurate, the left owns Hollywood, which are the image makers. So fucking use that shit. Like, instead of just using the power of Hollywood to, you know, raise, to make money, to then give money to a cause, use the actual tools of Hollywood. Let's make some fucking, let's make a hot movie, you know? What if Lincoln had showed him banging some dudes, like he did, and somehow guns were involved?
Wait.
I haven't thought that through.
No. I love the idea of the erotic Lincoln movie. Have they done a Lincoln porn based on the movie?
It's so called Lincoln Log.
Yeah. That'd be great. That actually has got, it could be a total fecal freak movie, too.
Four whores and seven cocks ago.
Come on, you can do it.
I got cock is all I got. Four score and 7 years.
And let's not forget the ejaculation proclamation.
No. Why wouldn't it be the emancipation ejaculation? I like what you did better, actually. No, it works better your way. Sorry. Sally Hemings, more like, I'm going to bang that girl.
No, wrong president.
Oh.
Mary Todd. Mary Todd.
Oh, you know, what's the difference? One porn star is the same as the other. Just pissed. Did you see that that the average porn star is actually like a relatively demure, like blonde with not fake tits? I'm not blonde, I'm a brunette.
Yeah. It's just like the time I saw a stripper that I had seen at the mall with her kids.
I saw Audrey Bottoni on an airplane.
I do not know who Audrey Bottoni is.
Okay, she's a porn actress.
Okay.
It was on a flight, actually, to go to work on Shoot the Messenger in Los Angeles, which is where you and I met, the weekly thing from that woman, Liz Winstead. I didn't mean to say that woman in an insulting way, in case I just couldn't decide if I was going to say her name, if it mattered. Anyway.
Stop it. Just continue.
Anyway, so we're flying to L.A., and she's on our plane, and, of course, like the whole time I'm like, oh, no, she's going to have a crisis and have to come up here and ask me, do my tits still work? And I was going to...
Do my tits still work?
I don't know. She was going to...
Would she require a baby for that?
No, but I, you know, we chatted before we got on the plane, and we were in line for a juice together. Anyway, so after the flight, we're waiting for our luggage, and she was there, and I was there, and I said, I hadn't asked her name before. I said, "Hey, are you Audrey Bottoni?" And she kind of shyly said, "Yeah," and I said, "I'm a big fan of your work."
Did you really say, "I'm a big fan of your work"?
I did. I felt like that was exactly the right thing to say.
I have masturbated profusely to your work, is really what you were saying to her.
No, I was respecting her as an
artist.
Dear
woman, I am meeting now for the first time, I want you to imagine me hunched over and sweaty, jacking it to your image.
Okay, first of all, I do not hunch over. I recline. Second of all... No, I wanted to respect her as an artist, as a human, as someone with hopes and dreams, and it is her work, her opus, her life's work. She is a jizz master. She could be leading the gay gun revolution somehow. She could, you know, you open the movie with her, and guys are like, she's going to a gun shop, and guys are like, this is going to be great, and then suddenly it's a chappy gay fiesta, and everybody gives up their guns. It'd be great if this was like exactly 8:29 and we could just sign off. But...
I know, I was just thinking that would have been perfect. But so, Supreme Court prediction on the Supreme Court cases, Prop 8 case and DOMA, go.
I think DOMA gets overturned, and I wonder if Prop 8 becomes punted to the political process. either based upon standing or some obscurity. You know, if there's, because it feels like there's such a political wave now, if they find a way to say, let's let the process work it out. You know, that isn't what the letter of the ruling will be, but what the effect of the ruling is.
So you're saying that that Prop 8 gets, it ends up getting up, they end up just saying that
they find a way not to rule on it. I don't think they call it constitutional or unconstitutional.
They totally puss out and say that the plaintiffs don't have standing to bring the case,
right?
And thus the decision of the previous one of the lower courts stands, which overturned DOA.
Right. It'll do that, where it's like they use a procedural rule to like basically not decide anything, or it'll be a convoluted answer.
Well, if they don't decide,
too hard to follow,
again,
so what?
If they don't decide, then the lower court ruling stands, and that overturns it, but it's just for California.
Right, or they could also find a way to carve out a wonky exception thing, which says this is the California thing, and so people, if they really wanted to try, could try to word it around it. Basically, they can make it such a narrow ruling that then states that wanted to keep banning it could keep trying and say,
however,
they wanted to let
if they overturn DOMA, then that says that you could get married in one state and still get your benefits, the federal benefits of marriage, in another state.
Right, but I don't, that is not, that might be what they do to nudge the process along, but
right,
that is not automatically.
It becomes a de facto kind of legalization of gay marriage. Ooh, I used de facto.
Yeah, it does, but it doesn't stamp it as much. It leaves it so that then in the end the states will be the ones to decide as opposed to the court, which is ostensibly what the justices always say they want to have happen. They always say they would prefer to have a legislative decision rather
than... Can I leave you with a fun quote?
You can. Let me get in a hunched over position.
All right. This is from in 1996, Oklahoma Representative Tom Coburn, who is now Senator Tom Coburn.
Yes.
During the debate on over DOMA, said, "I come from a district in Oklahoma who has very profound beliefs that homosexuality is wrong. I represent that district." Just remember, this is a doctor.
Yes.
"They base that belief on what they believe God says about homosexuality. It is what they believe God says about it. What they believe is that homosexuality is immoral, that it is based on perversion, that it is based on lust. We hear about diversity, but we do not hear about perversity. And I think that we should not be afraid to talk about the very issues that are at the core of this. This is a great debate that we are going to have in our country, and it is not going to end with the debate of this bill. The fact is, no society that has lived through the transition to homosexuality and the perversion which it brings lives and what it brought forth." And I think you got a little incomprehensible there at the end, but... That was the debate. So whenever anybody says, "Hey, it was about states' rights, Hawaii was going to do something we didn't like," fuck you. It was about hating gays.
This has been Cheater and the Rude on the Progressive Radio Network. Do me a favor and stick around for the final edition radio hour. We just got written up in The Atlantic. Do you see that, Lee? I'll send it to you. I'm Jeff Chrysler. You can track me at Jeff Chrysler, KREISLAR, on Twitter.
I'm Lee Papa. I'm on Twitter at Rude Pundit, which is spelled exactly the way you think it is.
Lee, it was a pleasure. Let's get together sometime and practice what we preach.
Yes, definitely. Wait, what?
Bye-bye.